momentous seaside saga of post-war peer perpetuation, written by Harold Snowd and Michael Knowles, starring John LeMessurier as Arthur Wilson, Ian Lavender as Frank Pike, and Bill Pertwee as Mr. Hodges in... The time, 1948. The place, Swallows Bank, Framborne-on-Sea, somewhere on the south coast.
Miss Perkins? Miss Perkins?
Oh, good afternoon, Mr. Hodges. Can I help you?
Is Mr. Wilson in?
Well, he is and he isn't.
What do you mean? Either he's in or he's not in.
Well, he's in, but he's not seeing anybody.
Oh, that's all right. He'll see me.
I don't know whether you should. You see, he's not himself today.
Who is he? The Duke of Wellington?
No, I mean he's, a bit under the weather.
Oh, what is it? The flu? There's a lot of it about, you know.
Well, no, you see, it's his Rotarians.
Well, that's a new one on me. Trust him to get something that nobody else has had.
No, I mean he's just come back from a Rotarian lunch.
Oh, you mean he's a bit Brahms and Liszt.
It's got nothing to do with music. He's been to the Rotary Club.
Oh, so he's a bit under the influence?
Certainly not. But he has to be so careful. He gets a bit light-headed when he's had a few drinks.
Well, he's so vague, I shouldn't think he needs much help from alcohol.
I don't think he's vague. He's just very sensitive.
Yeah, well, sensitive or not, I've got to see him about the FOFPA meeting on Thursday.
Oh, you mean your Friends of Framborne Pier Association?
That's right.
Oh, well, in that case, I suppose it'll be all right for you to go in.
A Rosemary, I love you.
Blimey, is that him singing?
I'm always thinking of you.
Yes, he's got rather a nice voice, hasn't he?
Well, so is a frog, if you happen to be another frog.
I think he could have taken it up professionally.
No matter what I do, I can't forget you.
Yeah, well, it's a matter of opinion. Arthur? Arthur?
Sometimes I wish that I had never met you.
Oh, well, if you can't beat them, join them. When I'm calling you,
I will answer true.
Blimey.
Ah, Bertie, my boy. Huh, it's you.
Who do you think it was? Nelson Eddy?
Not very amusing. Take a seat.
Here, Miss P. I think you'd better get in some strong black coffee.
I already have.
How absolutely delightful to see you, my dear fellow.
I think you'd better get him some more.
Right, I will.
Afternoon, everybody.
Hello, Frank.
I could have sworn I heard singing when I came in.
You did.
Oh, has Uncle Arthur been to the Rotary Club again?
That's right, how did you know?
Oh, I can always tell. Mum gets ever so cross when he's like this. She makes him sleep on the sofa.
Why is that?
Well, he can't walk home, can he?
Oh, is that why? Come along now, Arthur. Pull yourself together.
Come on, Uncle Arthur.
Oh, no, hello, chaps. You don't have to shout, you know.
We want to talk to you about FOFPA.
Ah, who's she?
FOFPA, Friends of Framborne Pier Association.
Oh, I see, that FOFPA.
Oh, blimey. Now, if you remember, at the last meeting, one of the things we decided was to restore the mutoscope.
That what?
The mutoscope, what the butler saw.
Oh, did we?
You'd better have some more coffee.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Hmm. You see, Uncle Arthur, we said we'd bring the pictures more up to date, take some new ones.
Oh, yes, I remember now, yeah. I suppose crinolines are a bit old-fashioned.
Yeah, but we must keep the bustles.
Yeah, Frank, you know, I don't think you should be talking about those things.
Why not?
Well, I don't know, it's not nice.
I think we should go the whole hog, you know, with stocking tops and suspenders.
No. As a matter of fact, I was talking to Hunter, the town clerk, recently, and he was most insistent that anything to do with the amusements on the pier should be in good taste.
Yeah, well, he would be. Anyway, we've been in touch with the camera club, and they said they'd take the pictures.
That's awfully good of them.
So all we need now is someone to pose for the pictures.
I'd like a professional model, but, well, we can't afford it.
I did ask Mum, but she wasn't very keen.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
Well, I asked Mrs. Hodges.
Really? I don't think she and I have ever met, have we?
No, she doesn't venture out much. Strangely enough, though, she was quite enthusiastic.
Oh, was she?
Well, of course, show business is in her blood.
Oh, I had no idea.
Oh, yeah. In fact, the first time I met Beatrice was in a shipyard at Clydeside during the 1418 war.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was runner-up in the Miss Builder Battleship 1917 contest. She was quite striking in those days.
Riveting, you might say.
Eh?
Oh, shipyard. Riveting. It's a joke.
Oh, that's very good, Frank. Very good. Thank
you. Yeah, well, anyway, she didn't think she'd be able to make the journey here from Warmington.
No, it's not all that far.
And then, of course, there's her very close veins. So, Frank and me thought, Miss Perkins.
What for?
To pose for the microscope.
Oh. Mutoscope.
Oh, yes, yeah, sorry.
Miss Perkins is what the butler saw.
Ah, so that's all right, then. We can leave that to you.
Leave what to me?
Ask Miss Perkins. She'll do it for you, Uncle Arthur. She likes you.
Well, I don't know if I can.
Well, that's
really
settled, then. Now, there's another thing. We're having trouble getting timber and paint.
Well, I don't think Miss Perkins can help you there.
You really shouldn't drink at lunchtime, Arthur. We have encountered a certain amount of resistance from the local businessmen, haven't we, Parky?
We have, Mr. Hodges.
Well, things like timber and paint are rationed, you know.
I know that.
You think they'd try to help a fellow businessman?
Anyway, Parky and me think it'd be a good idea if I was to join the Rotarians and, well, you know, sort of make a few contacts.
Well, I don't know that...
I know it's all a bit public school and boozy at these things.
Yeah, but they do an awful lot of good work, you know.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Well, I don't really think I can suggest you, you know. They're rather... How can I put it? Rather... choosy.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it?
Shall I tell Mum how tipsy you got? Hmm? She might make you sleep on the sofa again.
On the other hand, Charles Hunter is on the selection committee. So I suppose I could put in a word.
It's always the same. Whenever we come to the town hall, that Hunter chap keeps us waiting.
Well, we haven't been here that long.
Uncle Arthur, why can't I be a Rotary?
Rotarian? Oh. Because you're too young.
I think that's rotten.
Anyway, you shouldn't be here at all, really.
Mr. Hodges is my partner. He might need my advice.
Sure, you must be joking. Look, what's holding them up?
Well, town clerks are pretty busy people, you know.
Rubbish.
Uncle Arthur?
Hmm?
Have you asked Miss Perkins about posing for what the butler saw?
Well, no, I haven't. I haven't sort of got round to it yet.
Well, don't hang about. Dudley Watkins from the Camera Club phoned up to say they want to do it on Thursday night.
Dudley Watkins? Oh, yes, I know him. Oh, yes. He's very artistic, isn't he? Goes in for sort of suede shoes and silk scarves.
Yes, I thought he sounded like a bit of a Nancy boy.
What's a Nancy boy, Uncle Arthur?
Well, it means he's a...
Okay.
Well... I'll tell you when you're older.
You're always going to tell me something when I'm older.
Anyway, Dudley's setting something up in the amusement arcade.
Why there?
Well, he says it'll give it atmosphere. So you better hurry up and ask her.
Well, I'll try, but I feel rather embarrassed.
You should be more positive, Arthur. God, I mean, look at the time. Oh, I'm going to give that Hunter a piece of my mind when I see him.
Hello, chaps. How are you?
Now's your chance.
How good of you to see us, Mr. Hunter.
You come in, won't you?
Oh, thank you, Mr.
Thank
Hunter.
You very much. You really gave him a piece of your mind then, Bert.
Yeah, well, you know.
Sorry to have kept you waiting, but you know how it is.
Of course, we quite understand.
And how are you, Arthur? I haven't seen you at the golf club recently.
I didn't know you played golf, Arthur.
Well, I do a bit.
He's very good, aren't you, Uncle Arthur?
Oh, no, not really. No.
Come along, Arthur. Don't be modest. He's one of our star players. An absolute natural.
Yes, well, he would be.
Well, I wouldn't go as far as to say that. I do get a bit confused over the rules sometimes. I still don't know the difference between an eagle and a birdie.
Eagles are birdies, aren't they, Uncle Arthur?
Do you play at all, Mr. Hodges?
No, darts is more my game.
Yes, quite. You know, the amazing thing about Arthur is that he'd never played golf until he came here, and yet he's turned out to be so good.
Uncle Arthur's very clever, isn't he, Mr. Hodges?
Oh, yes, wonderful.
And how are things progressing at the pier?
Oh, very well, yes.
Yeah, we're changing the telescope.
What?
It's the mutoscope, actually. What the butler saw.
Oh, yes. You will be careful with that, won't you? Nothing too risque, I hope. We don't want any trouble with the watch committee.
No. It'll all be in very good taste.
Jolly good. Now then, Mr. Hodges, Arthur tells me you're interested in joining the Rotarians.
Yes, that's right.
I've been asked by the selection committee to sort of, well, how shall I put it, vet you.
I see. It won't hurt, will it?
No, it's a pure formality, really. But we have to be sure that we don't get the wrong sort of person.
Oh, yes, you've got to be careful.
I mean, we don't want people joining simply to make business contacts or to further their own ends.
I should think not.
Mr. Rogers, isn't that why you're joining?
Quiet, Pikey.
And as much as possible, we like to recruit people from similar type backgrounds. I mean, We don't want anyone who's going to stick out like a sore thumb.
Oh, quite.
Now, Arthur, of course, fitted in perfectly.
Yes, really would.
Right. Now, if I could just take down a few details, just to give to the committee. As I say, these are a pure formality. Now then, school?
Yes.
No, I meant which one?
Oh, a Brantby School for Boys.
Brantby? I don't think I know that one.
It's just the other side of Eastbourne. We used to have a joke about it.
Really?
Yes, we used to be called the Brantby School for Backward Boys. And next door was the Brantby School for...
Horned Girls! I've always enjoyed that joke. Yes.
I don't get it.
Oh, well, no, never mind, Frank. I'll explain it to you later.
When later?
When you're older. Yeah.
Tell me, Mr. Hodges, have you always lived in this area?
Oh, not far away. I have business interests in Warmington.
Now, what would they be?
Well, I'm a purveyor of high-class comestibles.
I thought you were a greengrocer.
Be quiet!
So, you're no stranger to the world of commerce?
Oh, God, blimey, no.
Did you serve in the war at all?
Oh, indeed. I was the chief ARP warden at Warmington-on-Sea.
Oh, really?
I stayed here watching over the beaches of Warmington.
I was a colonel with Monty in the desert.
Yes, well, different stretch of sand, that's all.
Yes, indeed. Well, I think that's all we need to know, Mr. Hodges. I hope you didn't mind me asking those questions.
Oh, no, of course not.
Now, I know that Rotarians have perhaps a rather snooty image.
Well, surely not.
People somehow get the impression that we're a boozy lot.
Oh, just rumours, really.
It's amazing how they spread, though. It's like the housing shortage.
I expect they're just rumours put about by people with nowhere to live.
Yeah. Yes, well. Oh, and there's another popular misconception that we're all terribly well off and public school.
Well, aren't you?
Very good. You know, I think someone from your, well, how shall I put it, your sort of background might fit in rather well at the Rotary Club. Like a breath of fresh air, you might say.
What are you laughing at, Uncle Arthur?
Nothing, Frank, nothing.
I suppose you'll tell me when I'm older.
Come in.
I've got the Randall accounts for you, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, thank you, Miss Perkins. Oh, dear.
I don't think they're that funny, Mr. Wilson. He's £700 in the red.
I wasn't thinking about that. I was thinking about Mr. Hodges as a breath of fresh air.
Oh, well, hardly the description that springs to mind.
Well, that reminds me. There was something I wanted to ask you, Miss Perkins.
Yes? What was it?
I think you'd better close the door.
Oh. Oh, yes. All right, then.
Now then, Miss Perkins, as I said, there was something I wanted to ask you.
Yes, Mr. Wilson?
It's something that I'd like you to do for me.
Oh, yes?
Yes, but I don't quite know how to put it.
Oh, please try, Mr. Wilson.
You see, I don't quite know how you would feel about it. I mean, doing what I have in mind.
Well, why don't you ask me?
Well, the thing is, you see, how would you feel about... taking your clothes off.
What? Now? Oh, Mr. Wilson, I don't know what to say. I mean...
When I say taking your clothes off, I don't mean right now.
When do you mean? Sort of later on?
Well, yes.
I'm free tonight.
Well, I was thinking of Thursday night, actually. Oh,
can you wait that long?
Well, that's when it has to be.
This is all so sudden. Will it be at your place?
No. On the pier.
On the pier?
Yes, in the amusement arcade, actually.
Pardon?
Well, it has to be there so we can get the right sort of atmosphere.
Atmosphere?
Yes. Well, don't worry. It'll all be very discreet.
I hope so.
Mr. Hodges will be there.
Mr. Hodges?
Oh, yes. He's bound to want to... you know, to come and watch.
I'm sorry, but...
Well, it's his idea, you see.
His idea?
Oh, yes, and Dudley Watkins will be coming too.
Dudley Watkins?
Yes, he'll be bringing his camera.
His camera?
So we can take the pictures. And Frank will be there to help with the lights and things.
Lights? What is all this about, Mr. Wilson?
I'm sorry, perhaps I haven't explained it very well. You see, Mr. Hodges and Frank want to restore the what the butler saw machine.
Yes.
And they thought you might like to sort of pose for the photographs, you know, as a sort of model.
Oh, I see.
Well, will that be all right?
You want me to pose for pictures for what the butler saw?
Yeah, well, they do.
Oh, dear. And I thought you meant...
What?
Oh, never mind. It doesn't matter.
What a funny woman. I wonder what on earth she thought I meant.
Have you got everything you want, Mr. Watkins?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Pike. It's not ideal, of course. I mean, it's very tricky to light. But the arcade does have a lovely period feel about it.
Oh, does it?
Yes, as soon as I stepped in here, I was literally transported back to the glamour of the Edwardian times.
Are you really?
Yes, and that's what we're after, a little Edwardian naughtiness. I must say, I can't wait to start pressing my little camera bulb. You're very young to be running a pier, aren't you?
Oh, well, if you're going to be a high-powered tycoon, you've got to start early.
Yes. Are you interested in photography?
Well, I've got a little box brownie.
Oh. You must bring it along to my dark room one day, and we'll see what develops. Actually, I could do with a bit of assistance tonight. Gordon, my usual helper, has been invited to a regimental dinner with the Queen's Own. Lucky devil.
Queen's Own what?
Light infantry.
Oh.
So, would you perhaps like to give me a hand with the lights and things?
Oh, I'd love to, yes.
Well, there you are, Frank.
Oh, there's that handsome uncle of yours.
Good evening, Mr. Watkins.
Hello.
I must say, you've really done an awfully good job on the setting.
Oh, we try our best.
Where's Mr. Hodges?
Well, he's gone to a cocktail party at the Rotary Club, but he'll be along later.
Well, I think we're just about ready for our model, Miss Perkins, isn't it?
That's right, yes. She's just getting dressed.
Oh, I hope the costume fits. The Operatic Society very kindly lent it to us.
Well, I'm sure it'll be fine. Actually, Miss Perkins is a bit nervous. She's never been asked to do this sort of thing before.
Well, you can tell her the feeling's mutual. I've never been asked to do this sort of thing before either. At the camera club, it's usually seascapes or still life.
Still life? Well, you should be all right with Miss Perkins, then.
Everything going all right, then, Arthur?
Oh, yes, 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 fine.
Mr. Watkins, this is my partner, Mr. Hodges.
Oh, yes, we spoke on the phone. How do you do?
Hello there.
I thought you'd gone to the Rotary Club.
I left early. Why, they're all too la-di-da for me. I can't be doing with all that rubbish. What school you went to and what Nanny used to say.
Did you make any contacts, then?
Contacts? I've got about as much chance of contacting the man in the moon as that lot.
I think I'm going to have to move that far light round. It's terribly important in these things to get the light and the shade.
I think you'll find with Miss Perkins you'll need more shade than light.
Yes. Frank, do you think you could be an angel and move the aspidistra?
Oh, yes, of course, Dudley, yes.
Yes, can we have it just an itsy-bitsy nearer to the armchair? Yes, oh, that's it. Lovely, yes. Good, good.
Was that all right, Dudley?
Perfection. You obviously have a flair for these things. Have you ever thought of taking it up professionally?
No. No, I think I'll concentrate on Piers.
Oh.
Where's Miss P, then? She's just getting her costume on.
I hope she's got bustles.
Now, Frank, Frank. I'm not sure you should be here at all, really.
Why not?
Well, I don't think your mother would like it very much.
Oh, it's terribly exciting, isn't it? Recreating the atmosphere of the naughty 90s.
Yes, well, I hope you're going to concentrate more on the 90s than the naughty.
Oh, that's very droll. Oh, I like that.
You're
oh,
very good, Uncle Arthur.
Oh, Mr. Park, oh, it's very good. Now, would you like to help me pull my focus?
You stay here, Frank.
Dudley wants me to help him with these lights.
Oh, I see.
Yes, I'll be back in a second. Oh, I could have sworn I bought a red velvet cloth with tassels for that table.
He is a bit flamboyant, isn't he?
Just artistic, I suppose.
Reminds me a bit of the vicar at Warmington.
Oh, yes, I remember. He used to be ever so good as the dame in Panto.
Yes, I always felt he was a bit too realistic. Ah, yes, Miss Perkins.
Oh, blimey. She looks like a giant tea cosy on legs.
Well, it's not that bad.
Oh, she hasn't got any bustles.
Well, be quiet, Frank.
Good evening.
Miss Perkins, you look absolutely... doesn't she, Mr. Hodges?
You took the words right out of my mouth, Arthur.
This dress is awfully big. I'm frightened it's going to fall down.
That's the idea, isn't it?
No, of course not. Mr. Watkins?
Yes, what is it?
Don't you think Miss Perkins's dress is rather sort of, on the large size?
Yes, I suppose it is. You see, we envisage someone of rather more ample proportions.
Ah.
Well, we can't get another dress at this time of night.
You see, they didn't have a chemise to go underneath, so if anything slips, I'm...
Open to the elements, as they say.
Well, we can't waste any more time. We'll just have to do the best we can. Now, if you'd like to take up your position, Miss Perkins...
All right. Where do you want me to go?
Well, for the moment, if you'd stand in front of the armchair.
What? Here?
That's
me?
It, yes.
Oh, isn't it exciting, Uncle Arthur?
I think when you've seen one armchair, you've seen them all.
I mean, the lights and the camera and everything must be like this in Hollywood.
Well, hardly. Oh, Miss Perkins, try not to be too provocative, will you?
I don't think you need worry on that score, Arthur.
Right then, dear, just smile at the camera, would you?
You mean like this?
No, dear, smile. You look as though you're in pain.
He's very rude, isn't he, Uncle Arthur?
Yes, he is, rather.
Is that better?
Well, almost, dear. I think we're going to have to take the light down a bit more. Right. Off you go. Smile.
Uncle Arthur, I can hardly see anything.
I think he wants to create more atmosphere.
He wants to hide more over, you mean?
That's not a very nice thing to say.
I wish we could have afforded a chorus girl with suspenders and stocking tops
and bustles. Bustles.
Will you stop going on about bustles, Frank?
Right, Miss Perkins, if you could take your feather boa off. That's it, lovely. Now your gloves, yeah. Oh, if it's going to be difficult, don't bother. I wonder, could you sit on the armchair and we'll have one of you taking your boots off?
Well, I'll try, but the buttons are a bit difficult to undo.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes?
This should have been on a bed, you know, not an armchair.
Well, the town clerk was anxious to avoid any suggestiveness.
I don't think there's much fear of that.
I mean, you know where you are with an armchair.
Forget about the boots, dear. Try putting one leg over the chair arm and then drop your arm over the back. And then bring the other leg across the front. Yes, good, yeah.
Blimey, he wants a contortionist, not a model.
No, dear, I said put your leg over the chair, not round your neck.
I'm doing my best.
Well, it's not good enough, ducky. Here, let me show you.
He's a bit tetchy, isn't he, Parky?
Well, Eric von Stroheim was a bit like that.
Eric who?
Von Stroheim, the film director. I was reading about him in one of my film annuals. He was very strict.
Was he?
In The Merry Widow, he made all the men wear corsets and silk underwear.
Did he?
Wanted everything to be authentic.
Oh, sounds a right mess to me. Everyone walking round in corsets.
No, underneath their costumes.
Oh.
All right, Miss Perkins?
I think so.
Right, now, could you take your hat off? That's lovely, lovely. Now, could we have a sort of coy look? No, dear, coy. You look as though you've seen a ghost. I know, perhaps if you took the jacket off.
No, we don't want to go too far, Mr. Watkins.
I don't think there's any danger of that. No, dear, you'll have to put your handbag down first, otherwise the sleeve won't go over it.
I'm worried about the dress. Falling down.
Oh, dear, I shall definitely stick to seascapes after this.
I'm making a mess of this, aren't I?
Not at all. It's just that from a composition point of view, it's not going to look awfully good with a jacket wrapped round one hand, the other hand clutching your bodice, and you walking out the front of your dress with your hat between your teeth. Apart from that, it's excellent.
So, this is where you all are, eh?
Oh, Mr. Hunter, eh?
Thought I'd pop along and see what you were up to on this pier of yours.
We're doing the new pictures for the What the Butler Saw.
Oh, yes. I see. You're going for the comedy approach.
Well,
very wise. We don't want the watch committee breathing down our necks, do we?
Right, now, Miss Perkins, for heaven's sake, get rid of your bag and your jacket, throw caution to the winds and stand proudly upright.
Oh, very well, Mr. Watkins. There we are!
Good.
Bustles!
Good Lord! Ah. Do my eyes deceive me?
I'm afraid they don't.
I knew this would happen!
You said it, Parky.
Arthur, this is not the sort of thing we expect at Framborne.
No.
It's just not good enough.
Tell you what, Parky, I don't think Eric von Watsit would have approved.
Parky?
Parky? Where's he gone?
Frank? Come away from that camera.
I thought I'd get some close-ups, Uncle Arthur. Don't worry.
You've been listening to It Sticks Out Half a Mile, starring John LeMessurier as Arthur Wilson, Ian Lavender as Frank Pike, and Bill Pertwee as Mr. Hodges, whose characters were originally created by Jimmy Perry and David Croft. Also in the cast were Vivian Martin as Miss Perkins, Robin Parkinson as Mr. Hunter, and Christopher Biggins as Dudley Watkins. It Sticks Out Half a Mile was written by Harold Snowd and Michael Knowles and produced by Martin Fisher.